Wolf Dan's Dogs in the Den time, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. JC, how you doing, buddy?
Good to be joined by Matthew McConaughey. Can't wait for this week. We've got a lot of action to review from last week and a lot to dive into this week and a few big announcements for
some big announcements.
Fans
absolutely
of the Den.
Let's get straight into it. Let's see the show rundown. So we're going to get your Thursday set, which was excellent last week. We're going to hit on that. Then it's Champions Night at Albion Park this Thursday night, and we're going to unpack the Dashing Corsair, the Cindy's Magic, and the Flying Amy, both the heats, and then a bit of a preview of the final. And also we are going to talk a little bit about our new partnership with Racing Queensland and promoting the Queensland Greyhound Winter Racing Carnival. So that'll see us out.
Yep.
Why don't we get straight into it with your Thursday set, mate?
Yes, let's rip and tear. I've got two tips for Thursday night. First of which, at headquarters, Albion Park, race one, number 7, Autumn Storm. Returns from a 3-week break here. Her last two runs, she's had absolutely nothing go right for her. She's tried her heart out, but has been unable to get through that first turn in any clear space whatsoever. The head-on footage has been absolutely disgusting to watch. I feel sorry for the little bitch. They'll part like the Red Seas for her, though. So I think God's been singing out. She's been singing out to God, and he's obviously answered with a brilliant map for her. Box 8 does want to run off the track, and Michaela Swift in box 6, she looks like a really hard railer. So I think there's no reason why Autumn Storm can't get a clear run throughout first turn, and she brings really good form lines with a run behind Hoshino, really staying off the page. So she'll be hard to beat. And now we'll go down to Hobart. Race 1 again, number 8 here, Draymond. Showed great speed on debut before tiring late over the 461 metres. Ideally placed here, dropping back to 340 metres. He runs extremely wide, this dog, so he's superbly drawn in box 8, and he has a few hard railers drawn underneath him. So when I say both these tips will be winning, I mean it. I reckon we'll go 2 from 2.
Love that confidence.
Yep, 100%.
And you thought it was a pretty tough night at Albion Park, which is testament to the quality of the field. You find it when the fields are deep and the high quality dog, you find it a bit harder to find those standout bets.
100%. You've got dogs, as we mentioned last week, coming from all across the nation, WA, Queensland, obviously, New South Wales and Victoria. Just hard to line up those form lines right now. But don't you worry, punters. Deeper in the carnival, we'll definitely have a lot more bets for Albion Park.
Cool. Let's quickly touch on your accountability. So you were 3 from 4 last week, which was fantastic. Really hard to do. Really well done.
Thank you.
Your percentage on turnover is 20% at SP, so that's fantastic. And we just hope that it all just keeps rocking and rolling along. And you're confident this week, so let's hope we go 2 from 2. Let's talk about this new little partnership that we've got with Racing Queensland. So a bit of a shot in the arm for you, Jace. You've been working really hard on this show. It was really nice to get a
boost.
Call from some of the people at Racing Queensland. Say, hey, boys, you want to help us promote what we think is the best Greyhound Racing Carnival in the country? And when you're going to have a look at it, it's hard to argue with them. Some fantastic racing. We're coming now. There's about 5 weeks to go. There's a couple of weeks already gone. We're coming in right at the right time to do it because it really starts to heat up. We've got a Group 1, Group 2, Group 3 final this Thursday night. I want to touch on a couple of things that we're excited about during this partnership we're doing with them. The first one is up on your screen at the moment, the Greyhound Origin live stream. So as we alluded to last week, on June the 13th, the best dogs from New South Wales take on the best dogs from Queensland. It's also just been announced who the captains of those teams are. We've got Lozza the Lock Daly, and then we've got Ben Hannett, obviously
huge
captain of Queensland.
Ben's best.
So that'll be fun next week. I'm looking forward to that. And live stream will be good. We're going to get the King Zone in. I think Dream Team's going to come in.
Yep.
You will be our captain.
My allegiance looks a little bit questionable there.
In the middle there? You're on the border, aren't you? Where are you? Are you a Queenslander or are you New South Wales?
New South Welsh.
Definitely,
yeah.
New South Welsh.
Definitely New South Welsh. It's good to see Tromit looking good there. Looks like an iconic model also. So
always looking at
Can't wait for that live stream.
Yes, the live stream will be a lot of fun. We'll do it next Thursday night. The King's Zone will come in. I think Dream Team's going to come in. You're here.
Big betting bank too. I reckon we'll get the boys all fired up, put money into a pool, and hopefully strip the bookies next Thursday night.
And you can all follow along. Be a lot of insight, a lot of fun. So make sure you join in for that next Thursday night. One other thing we're going to do, so for finals night, Queensland and Brisbane Cup finals night, which is on July the 4th, it's up on your screen there. We're going to be at Albion Park. JC and I, Trill Mitt and Uncle Mal are going to come up as well, so it'll be the four of us up there. And if any of you want to come along, you definitely can. And I believe the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club are going to set a little bit of an area aside for us to all have a good night. So if you do want to come, hit me up in Pack Chat, in the direct message part of Pack Chat, or I'll put my email in the description of this video. Send us a little email so we can have a bit of an idea about how many people have come, how much area we need. We'll try and put a little bit of a show on in terms of hospitality, maybe put a bit of money behind the bar, maybe get a bit of food, something like that. It'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. It's always good to go on a little bit of a boys' trip, and that's what's happening. Eh?
Sounds like heaven on earth. Can't wait to get up to Brisbane.
Yeah, unreal. All right, let's move on. So let's get into the action. So as I said, it's Champions Night this Thursday night. So we've got three big races, all named after prolific greyhounds of the past. And we're going to start with the Dashing Corsair. So it's a 710-metre race and maybe the best staying dog in Australia, Val Policella. She was at it again. She reminded me a bit of Warmonger. Let's watch her heat from last Wednesday night, it was.
Yes, so Queensland's one to stay, as you mentioned, R.I. She hit the ground running, but it's Tiki Bar from box seven. She outsped her to the first turn. But Val Policella, she gets into a really prominent position there, exiting the post the first time. She gets to the outside of her and just watch her go. Like, there's not really much more to be said. I was listening to David Lloyd, Bumble, as he's known, the cricket commentator, in the car on the way here. And he said, when you're commentating races, or cricket, I guess, less is more. And I don't really need to say much more. She absolutely demolishes rivals. She runs 41.67, by far the fastest heat winner, and she wins by, I think, upwards of 13 or 14 lengths. So she's going to be a dominant favourite in this final on Thursday night.
And just on the subject of Val Policella, so I was lucky enough to have a brief conversation with her trainer, Tony Zammit, during the week. Tony was a lovely bloke, and he said that we're welcome to come and go to his property just before the Queensland Cup, which is that date in July. So we'll meet Val Policella. We'll do a little bit of content like we always do, a bit like we do with the horses, have a chat with Tony, learn a bit about Val Policella, what she's up to. Hopefully she'll be in that race, the Queensland Cup. There's a long way to go before she's in that race. She's got to earn her way in there. And then we'll also be able to have a bit of a chat with him on the night. So that's an exciting thing that might come together on the subject of her. And let's look at how she's looking this Thursday night. There it is, the market. Dominant favourite.
Yeah, and rightly so. Her record's phenomenal. Speed in this race will come from the 8-dog Mystical Beck, as well as Fast Milkman in box three. Val Policella obviously has speed on her night. She broke 16 seconds to the first mark there, which is absolutely amazing for a stayer. So she's definitely also another speed factor. As I mentioned, deserving favourite. If she happened to win this race, it'd take her career earnings north of $1 million, and she'd be the 15th greyhound of all time to do so, and only the third stayer. The other two stayers that have currently broken the $1 million mark are Fanta Bale and Tornado Tears, so two of the biggest names in greyhound racing there. All the same, I have noticed a little bit of a trend with her in recent times. She does want to hook around runners, and it did cost her probably victory in that Sandown Cup last fortnight. So I think $1.50 is as short as you'd want to take. I don't have the guts to lay her or to take her on or whatnot, but I'm going to side with Kushti Bock at a big price in this race. I don't really think he deserves to be a $20 shot, more so from a place perspective. You can get $3.10 a place for him. I just feel like there's a lot of dogs in this race. It's a pretty long tail. They all run around that 42, 30 to 40 mark, and he's more than capable of doing that. He runs second in his heat, and he's got a lot of runs on the board around this track and trip, while a few of these dogs drawn 6, 7, or 8 are lightly raced. So if this does become a real stain test and Val Policella does clear out like she did last week, he might be the one of the experience and runs underneath his belt that could run a big race and run into placings.
Great summation. We're going to move to the Cindy's Magic, a 600-metre race. We're going to look at three heats. And the first one we're going to look at is One Hot Bandit out of the blue. And also just quickly take note, there's Palawa King in the black there who flops out as usual.
He began brilliantly there, actually, Rich. That's as good as he's begun in recent times. He's not that far off. But, yeah, the punters obviously knew the speed map of this race because One Hot Bandit was absolutely smashed in betting. He started the favourite and you're on pretty good terms with yourself when he speared the lids and Palawa King does what he always does and flops out the back. He does run wide around that catching pen there, but it was his first official run under race conditions at Albion Park. Blazing Smoke in box 6 did get underneath him, but this dog is a bit of a wide runner. He got to the outside where he's comfortable, and he stretches away here for a really nice win. It was a good win. Tagovailoa there second, and Palawa King misses out running third, but we'll definitely see him probably against Val Policella, in a fortnight's time.
Very good. Let's move to heat three. We'll look at FaZe Magic out of the seven. One of your Thursday set winners.
Oh, God bless her. She begins best out of box seven, but it's Sanvi in box four. She's just able to outspeed her here, and she takes the lead. FaZe Magic obviously lobs there in second. Father Rick, dog that we've covered in the past, he was in box one. He was favourite in this race, and He was unable to keep both of those dogs out, which led to him finishing last in this race. Very important moment in this race here with Sunvi dashing away. FaZe Magic doesn't get clipped by Dundee Lexi there in box two, which really helps her because she was coming off a run over the 700 metres. And as you can see there, that strength through the line was on display there. So she went 34.87, which is a terrific run by her.
Very good. We're going to move to Heat 5. Hector Fawley, the superstar, out of the checks.
Yeah, Taramai Moo in box 7 speared out and led comfortably. Hector Fawley wins the race early, in my opinion. He crossed Flash Boom Bang in box 1 and was able to keep out Copacetic in box 3. Lobs on the tail of Taramai Moo, and I felt sorry for Taramai Moo here because Hector Fawley is arguably, at one point in time, was the best 600-metre dog in the country. With this win here, he's potentially regain that status, and he really spears away here and run the fast time of the night, 34.63. Taramai Moo thought it suffered from a bit of second up syndrome there. She ran home 13.04 the week prior, but was only able to manage a 13.37 run there. So she's about 5 lengths slower in the run home. So I think she might be the big improver come finals time.
All right, what does all this mean? Let's have a look at the market and the box draw. There it is, Hector Fawley dominant up the top there.
Yeah, hot early speed expected here. Pretty much every dog in this race can fly the lids other than probably Tagovailoa and Scarlatti. I find it extremely difficult to get a gauge on these 600-metre group races as they're obviously run on a bend start and there's literally no room for error. Hector Fawley obviously was the fastest heat winner and he's a deserving favourite in this race, but he's incredibly short in betting. It wouldn't be out of the question for him to be crossed early on. And if he's crossed, then he's obviously got to need luck. So I think $1.95 is as short as you want to take. And I reckon he'll guarantee to start black odds come race time. I'm going to stick with Taramai Moo here. I thought her run last week was brilliant. She brings that form around Hector Fawley, obviously. You see with these 600 dogs from time to time, their second run at the distance or over the 600 or 700 when they step up can be a bit of a flat spot for them. I think she'll improve again. And that looks a really nice price, especially from a place perspective.
Okay, very good. Let's move on to the big one, the Flying Amy Classic. So we know the Flying Amy Classic is for dogs 30 months or younger. 520-metre race, Group 1, been won by a lot of great dogs in the past. We're going to unpack all 6 heats, so we're going to have to move pretty quickly. Let's start with Heat 1, Uncle Tommy from Box 1.
Yeah, big going betting for Kalo Hayes in box 7. She actually started favourite, but it's Hurricane Rain in box 3. She begins best here, but she's dragged down shortly after box rise, which allows Uncle Tommy in box 1 to get underneath, take the lead. And we've seen him win a Perth Cup recently, as well as multiple placings in feature races over in WA. Coming into this race, he was unbeaten in 4 starts from box 1, so he's kept that record there. He was the slowest qualifier across the entire series, so he's definitely going to have to improve on his time. But he is a Group 1 winner, and he's more than capable of doing so.
Very good. Let's move to Heat 2. The red again, Overflow Bow.
Yes, well, this race changed complexion at box rise. You see there in the stripes, Sunset Fraser here. He actually missed the kick there, which is really rare for him, but just a testament to this dog's acceleration and, I guess, will to win. He spears through underneath dogs.
You don't think he's going to win from there, do you?
Overflow Blow?
Yeah.
He was always got to win, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, Sunset Fraser is one of the weaker 500 dogs at this level. But I thought Sunset Fraser was absolutely breathtaking. I know Overflow Bow gets the better of him here, but I cannot see Sunset Fraser beginning that slowly again. And I'm just surprised he even runs second considering how poorly he began. So, yeah.
Let's go to Heat 3 from the red again. Hoshino.
Yeah, the middle boxes begin best here. You've got Travis's Scrub in box 3, Good Odds Cobber in box 4, and Daintree Idol. She accelerates really well through that first turn in the yellow rug. She takes up the lead, but Travis's Scrub gets underneath her. But the dog in focus here is the red runner, Hoshino. We've seen him power to the line in recent weeks, and he just got to a lovely position. The 3 dogs in front of him are the more your on-speed 500-metre dogs that get weak towards the end, while he's the one that really is probably looking for 600 down the track, and he just roars over the top of them to win in 30 and 18.
Very good. Let's move to Heat 4. The red again, Lakeview Emily.
Yeah, she spears the lids as well as Speed Zone, but she's able to dig underneath her. Streakway for a huge win here. She recorded a really slick back section. She runs 17 even, so the last time I've seen a dog run that split was All Natural and JSJ, so she's in really good company there. That was her first run for Tony Brett, and yeah, she's obviously got an extremely good motor, and large motor on her night, so she was really good there. Morton, bit unlucky, probably should have qualified, just stumbled out of the boxes in box six, run home in 12.68, and yeah, definitely cost him a spot in the final.
Very good. Let's move to heat five. From the red again, pronouns.
Yeah, all eyes were on McKenna here in box seven, and she begun just fairly for her, but yeah, she had no luck once again. All four dogs underneath her kicked up underneath, but it's pronouns using box one to her advantage. She railed perfectly, held out all those dogs, found the lead, and once she found the lead, she wasn't for catching. Cindy's keeping in box eight. She gets across to second. She finishes in second position, but she misses out on the final by 1/100th of a second. So, yeah, I guess that's unlucky for Cindy's magic. Cindy's keeping, sorry.
And this is all heading towards what's going to be a pretty open finals market, because you've got McKenna and you also got Morton, two of the, you know, before this they were the favourites and they're gone. Correct. So it's a wide open affair. Let's go to the last heat. So it's heat six. Finally a change from the red box. The checks tattooed.
Yeah, this was arguably the most even heat of the entire night. Five of the eight runners SP'd beneath $6. Group one Sapphire Crown winner, Here Comes Millie in box six. She stepped best, but tattooed in box two uses his brilliant acceleration to get underneath her. Once she didn't lead, she was never going to be a winning factor, and she finished outside of the placings. Tattoo, he runs 17.02 down the back, so that's absolutely flying. Wins by two lengths, and box five here, Hotel Whiskey won. He was a dog that kept Cindy Keeping out of the finals by 1/100th. So I feel sorry for the Cindy Keeping connections, because they would have been scrolling frantically on the times, because she was in the race up until that race, and yeah, that would have really hurt. So she's first reserve, and as we've seen with these finals, they can get into the race.
Yeah, so there it is. There's the market, wide open, great betting proposition. Talk us through why you came up with Sunset Fraser and Lake View Emily.
Yeah, well, I just feel like the dogs drawn middle to wide boxes are the extreme speed dogs. A lot of these dogs in this race, probably other than Hoshino, are really good beginners. But Sunset Fraser, in my opinion, is the fastest beginner. Well, not the fastest beginner, but the best acceleration of any dog currently in Australia. As we saw there, it was just able to go from 0 to 100 within just like that. So I think he's going to be the big improver. I don't expect him to begin as slowly as he did there. And if he can keep that middle section, again, he's going to be really hard to beat. But if he happens to miss the kick, accelerate, and try and cut dogs off, it's just got to give a really nice cut to Tony Brett's pair in boxes 7 and 8. And I thought Lakeview Emily, she was extraordinary there from box one. She really turned her form around, and she's unbeaten in three starts from box eight. So I think those are the two you can definitely play in the Flying Amy final. But it's got to be a brilliant race, and definitely a hard-fought group one to win.
Fantastic, mate. Your insight is really, really great as usual. That brings us to an end, but there's a lot of excitement over the next 5 weeks. We're going to have a lot of fun. We appreciate your support. We've got Champions Night this Thursday night. We've got Origin Night next week. It's all on up the den, and we're going to see you next week.